And now, more tips with your host, Rebecca, on lifestyle improvement.
And remember that in our program, we present our opinion and the opinion of our guest, and is not to be interpreted as medical advice.
Thank you so much for joining us today here on Lifestyle Improvement. Today, we will continue with part three of our interview with Ron K. Kaufman. Mr. Kaufman is an international speaker, a writer, a teacher, and a graduate of Brown University with a degree in biomedical ethics. He is also the director of global education and former CEO of the Autism Treatment Center of America. He is also the author of the book, Autism Breakthrough, the groundbreaking method that has helped families all over the world.
You know, if I say to your audience, everyone listening, don't think of a banana, right? What do we all think of, right? We think of a banana, right? But if I say, think of a big juicy orange, now you think of an orange, you're not thinking of a banana. Mm-hmm. So if you constantly are focusing on don't hit, and people come to me and say, how do I get my child to stop hitting? And I say, don't try and get your child to stop hitting, try and get your child to be gentle. They're really very different. One grows the gentleness, the big orange in your child's head, and one keeps saying, don't hit. The human mind can't understand don't hit. So all your child is hearing over and over again is hit, hit, hit.
Now, so what I just heard, and just like I say, you're just an amazing teacher. So what I just heard is that basically you, when the behavior is happening, you're giving that visual cues to model, because you did talk a lot about the modeling that they need to see. So you're modeling very relaxed, very modulated, very regulated. You're modeling the trying to find out what it is that they're trying to communicate, and you're empathetically trying to connect in the process, right? Because you're interested. You're interested in what they want to say. And then when they give you a little bit of what you need or what you want to hear, which is the communication, of course, then you reinforce them being totally happy about it, correct?
Yes, except the only thing I would say is this, that I would just add to that, I understand why you're using the term, but we actually don't ever use the term reinforce. Okay. That is a product of behaviorism.
Right.
We're not trying to reinforce by, quote, rewarding one behavior, mm-hmm. right? We're not trying to give rewards here. We're just trying to show, we're just trying to behave the way the world behaves, uh-huh. which is be responsive to the kind of communication that the world is going to understand uh-huh. so that our child who is smart can actually have the right evidence mm-hmm. to build up the kind of communication that's going to help them. We know how smart these kids are. This principle plays to our children's intelligence uh-huh. that they are going to figure out the best way to communicate as long as we give the same message that the world is going to give about that.
So not reinforce, but relate.
Yeah, and show them the best way to communicate. And look, attitude is really important here. Uh-huh. It's not just about what we do. It's about how we do what we do and how we feel when we do what we do. Uh-huh. So if you're doing what I'm just recommending here,
right.
but secretly, while your child's yelling, uh-huh. you're like, oh, you're all tied up inside. Uh-huh. And you're like, oh, I wish you would stop. Then nothing I just said is actually going to be effective.
Right.
Because you're going to communicate non-verbally in 1,000 different ways that you're agitated. Uh-huh. Your child's going to see you're agitated.
Right.
And that's going to cut every single thing you're doing.
Wow.
So this is why we spend a huge proportion of the time in that startup, that introductory mm-hmm, program mm-hmm. that parents go to. We spend a huge proportion of that time not only teaching techniques, but helping parents have an attitude that's going to be helpful, a relaxed, but also delighting and enthusiastic attitude that's going to get the most responsiveness from their child. And the last thing I'll just say really quickly about the tantruming thing is everything I just described is just the starting point. It's not the whole picture. Mm-hmm. Look, joining children every day always results in less tantrums over time. Mm-hmm. Putting kids in environments that are not giving them sensory overload, mm-hmm. that is always going to reduce tantrums, because half the reason our kids tantrum is because they're overloaded.
Absolutely. Boy, that's powerful information and a real gift to those parents that out there are listening and dealing with this issue on more often than probably they would want to. So thank you. Thank you for that. And you touched upon the biology of autism in between all the things you've said, but you also in your book, you touch upon other issues concerning diet. And so it's not just behavioral. You also deal with the whole person. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, that's a fascinating one for a couple different reasons. Number one, my parents parents were one of the first human beings in the world to actually do any dietary intervention. And they were called crazy at the time, for sure. Mm-hmm. Look, I was getting life-threatening ear infections. Mm-hmm. They took out dairy. That immediately stopped. And since then, the science has caught up. I mean, I speak at autism conferences throughout the year. And one of the few commonalities that all autism doctors will say at these conferences mm-hmm. is you got to start with diet. It's not the only thing, but many children with autism have digestive difficulties mm-hmm. that result in not just stomach aches and stuff, mm-hmm. but also affect how the brain functions. Right. I could spend 2 hours on that by itself. It's why I put a chapter in Autism Breakthrough right. on it. But basically, it's an important component of a child's wider situation to consider of how are they responding to the foods that are being put in them. Very often our kids are highly reactive to dairy, mm-hmm. highly reactive to gluten, mm-hmm. which is a complex protein that's in wheat and many other products. Mm-hmm. And then there's some other foods that are trigger foods for a lot of our kids. Here's the thing. So now that the science has caught up with us, we're not the only people talking about diet. And I'm glad. I don't want to be the only person talking about right. it. There's lots of people talking about it. But the unique thing about the Sunrise program as relates to dietary intervention is that we actually very carefully show parents how to actually implement whatever diet they're doing. Because I have all the time, parents come to these conferences, they learn some great diets that might really make a difference for their children. But then they come to me and they're like, I'm really happy I learned this, but my child's not eating those foods. All my child's eating is grilled cheese sandwiches, so I don't know what you want from me. So what we focus on is how to get your child to eat a completely different diet, totally willingly, mm-hmm. with zero coercion, with zero push to get them on board with that. And that's what that chapter in Autism Breakthrough is about. And again, I want to say in that book, Autistic Logistics mm-hmm. by Kate Wilde, mm-hmm. she talks extensively about how to do that.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. My goodness. There is so much information in this book that you're touching upon. And it is just a wealth of help for all of those parents out there. Now, I need to come back to probably a subject that, you know, there are some people out there that may say, you know, you're putting false hope on these parents. And, you know, they may just say that there's not enough scientific information to support your approach. What do you have to tell them about what you're doing?
First of all, you're absolutely right. I do hear that. I do
Some people?
I do get that.
Just
that
a couple?
That is absolutely true. That is absolutely true. Yeah, people do say that to me. Mm-hmm. Less and less over time, but I do still hear it. Let me just address that from two different approaches. Number one is, I always find this just beyond strange, this idea that parents can have, in quotes, false hope for their children. Mm-hmm. That there's even such a thing as false hope mm-hmm. is preposterous, mm-hmm. right? Because when you say false hope, what you're saying is there's times when hoping for your child can be wrong or bad or detrimental.
Right.
Right. But I'm telling you, we see this every day. It's never detrimental. Mm-hmm. It's not, we're not saying we're making a promise. I never, ever say to parents, if you do all the principles in Autism Breakthrough mm-hmm. and you come to the Sunrise Program Startup, I promise your child will turn out exactly like me. Because number one, that doesn't happen.
Right.
We've had many children after me who have recovered just like me. Mm-hmm. But we also have many children who've made extraordinary progress far beyond their original prognosis, mm-hmm. but are absolutely not recovered from autism. Mm-hmm. I want to be so totally clear on that. Mm-hmm. And we see all of that as a victory. I don't see turning out like me as the ultimate victory, mm-hmm. as the only good outcome at all. I think people with autism have so much good to bring the world.
Right.
And I'm not trying to stamp it out. Mm-hmm. So I want to say that. But with that said, I find it funny that everyone's concerned about false hope. I don't hear anyone complaining about false pessimism, about all the people who say to us when a child is 3 or 5 or 12 or 15, all of the things that boy or girl is never going to be able to do for the next 30 years. This feels crazy to me. It's basically a wild guess dressed up as fact. All it does is demoralize parents. And even worse than that, it cuts our kids off at the knees, because once we've decided that child's too old to learn to talk or whatever, we're done. We're not gonna teach that child to talk. That's never gonna happen. We have had 16-year-olds speak for the very first time. I talk about a 33-year-old in my book at the end of Autism Breakthrough, spent his whole life in an institution. His mother did the Sunrise program with him when he was 33. He went from single words to speaking in 6 to 10 word sentences and interactive.
Wow.
The brain's plastic at all periods of life. Hmm. We feel like only ethical stance we can take is not to try and predict the future, to treat every child as capable of full recovery right now, so that however far that child goes, it won't be us adults who are holding them back. And I think that is absolutely crucial. As far as, is there evidence for this? Well, first of all, we have well over 30 years of documented evidence and case studies, which you can see. You can go to autismtreatment.org and see that. You could go to Autism Breakthrough, the title of my book, .com, and actually look for recovered kids. We have a bunch of before and after videos. So we have that evidence. We also have a study that just came out last year in the Journal of Communication Disorder, the Journal of Communication Disorders. And it's an incredible study. They had a control group not doing the Sunrise program. They had a group of kids doing the Sunrise program. They tracked them carefully. And the way they evaluated these kids was using something called the ADOS, which is a way of evaluating that has nothing to do with us. We didn't invent it. Lancaster University in England and Northwestern University outside of Chicago, they combined for this study. And the kids who were doing the Sunrise program made extraordinary changes that the control group did not.
Wow.
And the changes were all social and interactive in nature. And so there is evidence. There's also a lot of other studies that aren't necessarily about the Sunrise program, but back up the individual techniques we're doing in the Sunrise program. In the appendix of Autism Breakthrough, I go through all of this stuff. So there absolutely is scientific evidence. There's also a lot of anecdotal, but many, many, many thousands of cases of children making extraordinary progress this way. But you know what I would say at the end of the day is, look, at the end of the day, if you're a parent, you know, your first job is to believe in your child and give your child a chance.
This is your host, Rebecca. And now we will take a short break, and we will be right back with more ideas on lifestyle improvement.
A unique and specialized approach to spinal care is what you will find in the Advanced Spinal Care Clinic in Graham, Washington. Here's Dr. Craig Lipinski explaining why Nuka Care is unlike any other treatment.
Our goal is that we're making a specialized correction to the skull, the atlas, and the neck of each individual that is custom made or custom and specific created to get them healthy and then have them stay that way.
One of only 23 board certified Nuka practitioners in the world, Dr. Craig Lipinski offers you care that can significantly impact your health in positive ways.
This week we've seen somebody in here who's had a 50-point drop in blood pressure by having the skull, atlas, and neck corrected to a proper position.
To find out more about how Nuka Care can change your life, visit www.nuccawashington.com or call 253-445-8181.
You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to know everything, but you're going to get a lot of evidence about what your child can't do. Your job is to see what your child can do and to believe in your child. And if someone, what I always say is, you know, it's not like the Sunrise program is some drug you're giving your child. It's a way of being with your child. So if you try the Sunrise program, I think you'll be very excited about what happens. But let's say you aren't. Let's say you do it for a month, 2 months, whatever. You see absolutely nothing. Okay, but you didn't hurt your child. All you did was deeply love and respect your child. If you don't want to continue with it, that's fine. So I really encourage parents to trust what they feel is going to be best and to be willing to try some different things to see what's really going to work with their child.
And that's how you address your critics. And I do want to still ask you one more question as far as, I think this is just really important because our kids spend so much time in the school system. My question to you is, all of this work seems to have so much value, but yet the schools are not able to support it because that information is not available or there's not enough training or maybe is not accepted. What is your approach? How are you thinking about possibly helping or disseminating some of that information in the educational system?
Great question. And it's a tricky question. It is a tricky question too. Look, part of the reason why I wrote Autism Breakthrough, I wrote it mostly for parents, as I said, but the other part of why I wrote it is because I knew it would start to disseminate to teachers and into the school system. And by the way, that has proven true. I have actually had now teachers write us who are teachers in schools. They don't have a child with autism of their own, who read the book and completely changed how they are with their students.
Wow.
Now I'm not under the illusion that that is overnight going to change, the school systems. Of course not. In truth, even if every school system in the country read it tomorrow, there's still the bureaucracy of the school system that's going to hold things in place for a while. So I get that. But I also think this is a process. I don't need everything to change overnight. I've been doing this for 17 years. We've been doing it for over 30. Mm-hmm. We know we're on a marathon and not a sprint here. We know we're climbing a big mountain as we have more and more parents in, like I said, over 100 different countries where this is, they're seeing really wonderful results. And even schools. I recently taught a workshop to a school where I spent the whole day just working with the teachers. Hmm. So we are having more people be interested. In the last 5 years, I've also had a lot of people who come to the startup program at our center, and they actually come and they tell me their doctor or their teacher or their therapist actually sent them there. That never used to happen. Wow. Oh my gosh. It used to be those people telling them not to go. Hmm. Now they're getting sent there by those people. So I feel like, once again, as the science is catching up, and even as the culture is catching up, people just aren't okay the way they used to be okay with pushing and pulling these kids around and doing things that are, you know, they used to be this thing called aversives, which is what I was talking about, what used to be around where they would shock the kids. There is actually still a school in my home state of Massachusetts. Massachusetts is also where the Autism Treatment Center of America is, but there is also a school there for children with autism where they actually still administer electric shocks to these kids. But it's one of the last bastions of these kinds of ways of dealing with these kids. So the culture is changing, the science is changing and discovering what's really working and what's going on with these kids' brains. And I'm happy to keep running that marathon until we get there. I don't need it to happen tomorrow. As the rates of autism continue to go up. And I'm not saying I know that they will continue to go up, but they certainly have gone up tremendously, as you cited at the beginning of the show. As this happens, it is just not going to be economically feasible to do it the way we've been doing it. One, because the results aren't so great. But number two, because just too many kids in the system. And the system is very expensive. It can cost well upwards of $70,000 per year per child. And that's, think about that over the course of many, many years, per child on the spectrum, to have a school that's dealing with them in the traditional behavioral way of dealing with them. One of the things I love about the Sunrise program, aside from it, how it actually works, is that it is far, far more economical. It's far cheaper. Basically, you know, let's say a parent comes to the startup program, which is $2,200. That includes all food and lodging, by the way. They come to that program without their child. If they're in a financially challenged situation, we're a nonprofit organization. We get money donated all year to help those parents. Right. We gave away $1 million last year alone.
Oh, fantastic.
So we're there to help them. But putting that aside, so they pay that money. Let's say they pay the whole thing, $2,200. Then we show them how to do the program at home or with the help of educators. This is a fraction of the $70,000+ that it costs to do it the way we've been doing it. So I think as we realize that we have to find a new way forward, that is also going to bring more people to us.
Absolutely. So in this section, I would like us to kind of talk about more how a parent gets involved with your program, how to find out more information about how to become a part of your training, and just an idea. You gave an idea of the cost, which is a good thing for parents to kind of know. But if you have a parent that lives, you know, in another state or out of the country, it seems like you have places all over the world now. Is that correct? Talk to me a little bit more about that. Expand on that.
Sure. Well, let me first say, we actually only have one actual center, when I say a center, I ain't kidding. It is on 100 acres. It's like a giant university.
Oh, I mean, wow.
It's pretty unbelievable.
100 acres.
It's 100 acres, 12 different buildings, which is why we're then able to provide free food and lodging for every parent that comes there. So it's this big place. Yes, parents have to get there. It's in the Berkshires in Massachusetts, which is this beautiful mountainside kind of resort. It is a lovely place for all these parents that are totally burned out from their hectic lives. It is just the perfect oasis to go to. You know, it's one of the reasons I'm so happy that it exists. It's this place they can go to that puts their craziness of their life on pause so they can actually get some help.
Oh,
and so that they can actually think and sleep. One of the things that I see at the startup program that is just, it's moving every time I see it, is you have all these parents from all over the world and all over the United States dressed in all sorts of whatever the garb is from their culture or country. And they're all in a room together and they all love their kids together and they all have this safe place together and they form these friendships and bonds that oftentimes are lifelong. So we don't have centers all over the world. People come from all over. And look, most of the people who come to a startup program fly there. So for all of you listeners who are in Washington State, I mean, Washington State and Oregon, we get a lot of people from there who fly over. So I wouldn't let that discourage you. That's a very common thing. We have done startup programs in London, Malaysia, Portugal, Netherlands. So we have done those, but I wouldn't wait. If you're in those places, I wouldn't wait for them because it's not like we always do it in the same place. Mm-hmm. But we always do it in the same place in the Berkshires in Sheffield, Massachusetts. We always do startups throughout the year there. And if a parent wanted to get involved, I would say a few different things. So number one, honestly, I just say this is the most helpful thing I can imagine. If they read Autism Breakthrough, which is my book, mm-hmm. and they read Autistic Logistics after that, that's Kate C. Wilde's book. Mm-hmm. Wilde, W-I-L-D-E is her last name. Mm-hmm. And that'll give you a bunch of stuff to start with at home, right? Then what I would do is a couple things. If they go to autismtreatment.org, that's our website, and there's tons of information. There's even free webcasts mm-hmm. that they can watch without paying anything, get a lot of information, hear from a lot of other parents, and sometimes interviews with their kids, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. So that's at autismtreatment.org. Uh-huh. Then they can call us, and they can call us at 413-229-2100.
Can you repeat that again?
Yeah, it's 413-229-2100.
Okay.
And this is, they can call us, and what I would recommend if someone calls us is, and this also is doesn't cost any money to do, is call us and ask for an appointment with the Sunrise Program advisor. That person will then call them back at the prearranged time. And again, they don't charge for this. They call them up. They spend like a half an hour on the phone mm-hmm. answering questions, seeing if the Sunrise Program and the startup course is a good fit for them. If they're in a real financial challenge, they can help them with financial aid. And there's this is the best way they can get help. It's so nice to have someone who's just willing to sit and talk to you and answer questions, because a lot of parents I talk to, they don't even have someone who's available to do that.
Right.
So I would really recommend parents do that. Like I said, it doesn't cost anything. You just call us up and say, hey, I'd like to book an appointment with a Sunrise Program advisor, uh-huh. and they will find a mutually available time. They will book that.
Wow.
So that's really helpful as well. And then if they can get once they talk to that person can help them get to the startup program, mm-hmm. which is offered throughout the year, mm-hmm. and they just have to get themselves there, and then we will help them once they're here.
That's great. And I think that it's just wonderful that it's a nonprofit organization, because you truly appear to be there to help, and you have the scholarships. So there is the financial support and help that you can ask for if needed. So the parents can have the opportunity to at least find out if they can get assistance from you and if they can benefit from this program.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we have some of the most generous donors mm-hmm. who have given throughout the years. You know, sometimes we have donors who give $100, mm-hmm. But we also have donors who give hundreds of thousands of dollars
wow.
because they see that this works. They really want to help these families
right.
who need this help. And actually on October 3rd, you can find this on the autismtreatment.org website.
Uh-huh.
On October 3rd, we have this international bike-a-thon that's happening,
uh-huh.
bike-a-thon and walk-a-thon
uh-huh.
to raise money to help these families.
Wow. Fantastic. That is awesome. Okay. So I'm inspired. I am so glad today that I have this radio program to be able to disseminate this information, because it is powerful. And Ron, you have such awesome energy. It's so contagious. And, you know, this information is extremely important. And I hope that for those caregivers out there that have children that are affected by this disorder, that they can actually get the value of what you're writing in this book, and then the opportunity to maybe reach out and get more support from the Sunrise Program. So the name of your book again is Autism.
Autism Breakthrough.
Yes.
And my name is Ron K. Kaufman, by the way, but it's spelled RaunKKaufman. And the Sunrise Program, remember, is spelled SONRISE. So they can get Autism Breakthrough. They can also get the one that helps them with specific things at home, like sleeping, tantrums, is called Autistic Logistics.
Yes.
And that's by Kate C. Wilde.
Great. And is this, can they get it? I know Amazon.com carries your book. Do they carry both books?
Absolutely. Carries Autistic Logistics also. Absolutely.
Fantastic. And they probably can get it in your website as well, correct?
Definitely.
Great. So say the name of that website again, Ron.
Sure. It's autismtreatment.org. Autismtreatment.org.
Autismtreatment.org. And today we have been so pleased to have you I hope you come back to visit us. We've had Ron K. Kaufman, the author of Autism Breakthrough and the CEO, well, former CEO, because now you're a global trainer.
I'm the director of global education now. Yeah, I was the CEO for 5 years. But because of some, actually originally to write the book and everything,
right.
I had to step down. So now I'm focused on taking what we're doing around the U.S. and internationally.
Fantastic. Of the Sunrise Program. And I hope that our program helps in that mission to spread this information around the world, since you will actually, we will have this interview after it airs in our radio station. It will be in podcast for the world to hear. Thank you, Ron. It was a real pleasure. And,
you
know, please come back. Come back, talk to us. There's so much information you have that I'm sure that we can have another 3 hours of conversation and still be scratching the surface.
So I would love to.
So thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again soon.
And remember that in our program, we present our opinion and the opinion of our guest, and it's not to be interpreted as medical advice.
If you would like to advertise with us, please give us a call at 877-957-7387, extension 101. That again is 877-957-7387, extension 101. Or send us an email to producer@lifestyleimprovement.com. That again is producer@lifestyleimprovement.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to Lifestyle Improvement today for the conclusion of our interview with Ron K. Kaufman. Mr. Kaufman is an international speaker, a writer, a teacher, and a graduate of Brown University with a degree in biomedical ethics. He is also the director of global education and former CEO of the Autism Treatment Center of America. He is also the author of the book Autism Breakthrough, the groundbreaking method that has helped families all over the world. Don't forget to join us again next Sunday morning from 7:30 to 8 for more tips on lifestyle improvement.